Spring break is upon us. That means families need entertaining, and Hollywood is ready. The makers of the animated comedy How to Train Your Dragon have a new offering in theaters today. It's called The Croods. Instead of Vikings, this time it's cavemen on a kind of prehistoric road trip. Bob Mondello has our review.
Eep is a cave girl with a dad she sees, entirely accurately, let's note, as a knuckle-dragging Neanderthal, loving but dim. And as you'll guess from his bedtime stories...
Tonight we'll hear the story of Crispy Bear.
Cautious to a fault.
She was filled with curiosity. Yes, and one day she saw something new and died.
Just like that?
Yes.
Oh. Same ending as every day.
I get it, Dad. I will never do anything new or different.
That's Thunk, Eep's low-browed little brother, who has absorbed their dad's never not be afraid mantra, as have the rest of the family. Eep, though, is more adventurous, as voiced by Emma Stone, and one night she sees the light, literally a cinder from a torch, and follows it to find a handsome, high-browed guy with the voice of Ryan Reynolds, a pet sloth, and a flair for the dramatic.
The world is ending.
What?
I'm calling it the end. Dun, dun,
dun. That's the sloth.
We gotta get to high ground. Come with me.
I can't.
Neander girl meets sapien boy, and never the twain would meet again, except that the very next day, Guy's prediction starts to come true.
Eep, come down!
Which takes things out of their hands.
Get to the cave! Go!
A landslide destroys the cave before they get there, and beyond the rubble, they find a new world of bizarre creatures.
You really need to see this.
Think the Flintstones on Pandora, with the Croods almost becoming crudités for critters ranging from saber-toothed tigers to a flock of tiny razor-toothed birds that look a lot like piramakeets. For a while, I thought there might be a political parable intended, Nicolas Cage's conservative dad competing with his daughter's progressive boyfriend for the right to chart a path forward, but it's pretty quickly clear the filmmakers don't actually have much on their mind besides jokes.
I call them shoes.
As you can hear, the archetypes are nearly as ancient as the cave drawings the characters occasionally reference. Not just girls who love shoes and overprotective dads, but annoying in-laws and family dynamics in general.
That's not food. He's a pet. My pet.
What's a pet?
An animal you don't eat.
We call those children.
If the digital 3D gorgeousness owes a lot to James Cameron's world-creating work in Avatar, the plot of The Croods is structurally... crude, just a Paleolithic road trip with detours for slapstick and sentiment. It's less about breaking new ground, or even breaking in new characters, than about creating an Ice Age-style franchise. Still, as family viewing, it's pleasant enough. Primitive, yes, but in a digitally sophisticated way that's boisterous, funny, and will no doubt sell a lot of toys. I'm Bob Mondello.